Oh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know any other place I'd want to be tonight. Praise God. Thank you for joining us this evening. Thank you for being with us. Praise God. I want to just read a little story out of the book of Luke, chapter 18, beginning in verse 35. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, as he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Hallelujah for this. You know, the message I just want to leave with you is when the soul cry gets loud. It's really just a simple story, but it's the good news of what happens when Jesus shows up. Here is just outside of this city in Jericho is this blind beggar waiting outside of the city. You know, it was the place where there was probably the most traffic, a lot of people coming and going. And here he is, this man, blind and begging. Just at this point, we can recognize it, that he's poor and that he has nothing. He's at his lowest. He's in this place where he can't see. He has no job. And he's now in this position. He's lived much of his life, probably all of his life, just in this one position outside the city, blind, in this one place, begging for money or for maybe anything that somebody was willing to give him. Here, this blind beggar hears this noise and this buildup of a crowd as the crowds pass on. And there's this moment where Jesus is making his way towards Jericho. And you know, when Jesus shows up, things get stirred up because he was always about doing good things. He was a healer, a miracle worker. I mean, when Jesus shows up in a city, it's a good thing. And so people would come and they would gather and they'd rush out to just to see. Maybe some were coming for a miracle or for a healing. Others just wanted to just see what was going on. Others just kind of followed the crowd just to follow a crowd. You know, we see things that kind of happen. You ever been around something that's kind of happened in the city and a crowd comes? Instinctively, we all tend to stop for a moment just to see what the crowd is doing. And so you never really know what's going on with this crowd, but a crowd develops and they're all heading towards Jesus. And in all the buildup, the blind man recognizes that something's a little different. And so as he gets a sense and he feels people flying by and moving about, and he makes an inquiry. And he asks, what does this mean? What's happening? What's going on? And he asks this question, and there's somebody there that was kind enough to respond to tell him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He makes this inquiry to man, but then he has a response, knowing that this is an opportunity for a great intervention. You know, here's this moment where he wants to know. And so this blind man in this moment cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, here's this moment for me that speaks hugely just to my heart, where he has really been all of his life in a pattern of, in a position where not much has gone on for him, in a position where there's not much that he could do. All had been lost. All in this place where he just was blind. But it really reflects just even in today's generation and today's society, a society that's blind, that really can't see where they're going. A people that have been in one place for a very long time. They've gotten used to one routine. And people that now, even in today's society, we beg for what we want. We reach out for something, hoping that man can give us something that will gratify us or give us some sense of peace. But in this moment, this man in faith makes a cry, Jesus, Son of David. Once he knew who was coming, there was enough knowledge in him to know that it was time for me to have a change. It was his soul cry at that moment. A soul cry that said, Jesus, Son of David. I'd like to believe that he knew enough that this was a moment, this was an opportunity for me to seize. That this was an opportunity where maybe I don't have to be in this same place anymore. Well, I might just experience a miracle. And for him to be able to cry out, Son of David, he knew a little bit of what the history was supposed to look like up until that present moment. A little bit of an understanding of the lineage, of knowing that this is Jesus the Messiah. This is the promised one. This is him, the Savior. Have mercy on me. And for him to make that cry, he'd been begging his whole life. But in this moment, when Jesus shows up, have mercy. I don't want money. Don't give me 50 bucks just so I can make it today. Have mercy on me. The mercy cry is it's a soul cry, understanding and knowing that here Jesus comes and I need a divine encounter. I need a God-assistant moment for me. I need help, and that help has to come from you, God. I recognize who you are and your greatness. Have mercy. And here in this faith cry, in this cry from his soul, and those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. There's another translation that says those that were leading the way told him to shut up. Those that were leading the crowd. I mean, that doesn't even make sense to me at times when I try to process. Wait a second. The leaders that were following the crowd to come see Jesus, man, that's bad leadership. You know, it's like for me, it's like, wow, be careful who we follow, right? But here are these leaders. Here are these people that are in position up front. And in the process, they gave enough time to respond and tell them Jesus of Nazareth is showing up. But now when this person is crying out for mercy, because in their position, they feel like this man doesn't deserve the time with Jesus. There's this moment where he's told to be quiet because they consider this blind man, this beggar who's been in this one position his whole life, you don't deserve to have time with Jesus. And in this moment, it's just for me, it's just a recognition of even today. Many people who have been in one position, we've lived life blind. We don't even know where we're going, what's planned for tomorrow. We have no idea what to expect for next week. We feel stuck. We want somebody just to give us a handout. But then the soul cries out for a savior, you see. The soul knows that there's a mercy, there's grace that comes from God. And if this soul would just, I just need to let it go and cry out. But I know that there are many people, maybe here tonight, where people that have been in position of leadership, maybe leaders in your life, maybe those that you thought would lead you in your own home, fathers maybe, even mothers. But there's a time now that we face where those who we thought would lead us into a place of hope and promise have told us to shut up, have told us to be quiet, have told us that you're of no value. I know that there are people here that may have faced moments in life where you've been told you'll never amount to anything. You're of no good. You're not even good enough for God. Why would you even come into a church? Your life has been a mess. And those who we thought would lead us, those who we thought would give us a place of refuge, a place of safety, have said, you're going to be nothing. Keep your mouth shut. They're not going to give you a job. This community and this church is not going to love on you. But I love this moment here, because he doesn't respond to the crowd. He doesn't respond to the leaders that tell him to shut up. Here he is. See, he comes to this moment where I've begged from you and from you long enough. I've been in this position long enough. But see, something happens when the soul cry gets a little louder. It starts to come to a place where it overrides the flesh, where it overrides the mind, where the mind says, in my own pride, maybe I should just shut up because this is all I've been able to do my whole life. But sometimes you have to come to a place where you allow your soul just to cry out when you know that there's a Savior, Jesus Christ, that is ready to offer mercy. You have to come to a place, forget about my dignity, forget about my pride and my shame and my guilt. And you're telling me to shut up on my left and on my right, and you've told me I'm no good and I'll never amount to anything. But in my soul, I see a Savior right in front of me. I can't really see, but in my faith in this man, I know it. So I'm going to cry a little louder. I don't even got nothing to say to you. Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm not listening anymore to what people have told me. Have mercy on me. And Jesus, scripture says he stops. Glory to God. Jesus will come to a stop just for you and I. See, Jesus didn't come down on this earth for just good people. He came down on this earth for people that were sin sick, messed up, in need of a Savior. He didn't come for the righteous. There are none that are righteous. He is righteous. In all of his power and his authority, God sent his son Jesus to come down on the earth to save those that are blind and begging and stuck on the side of the road. And so he stops. He stops. And he commands those. I'd like to believe that he commanded the very ones that just told him to shut up a couple of seconds ago. You, the one that got the loudest mouth. Go get him. This is the one I want to see. The one that's been stuck in one place for a very long time. The one that can't even see where he's going. He has no idea what's going to happen. The one that who's been begging. I want him. Bring him over. Scripture says that they bring him over. And here's Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Hallelujah. He's still asking that today. But see, the response has to come from the soul. This is a real key moment for the blind beggar. But his soul cry leads him into a place of desperation and urgency. This is why he continued to get louder. So when the soul cry gets loud, that is that position and place where you recognize that, man, I don't need something just temporary. I need something that's everlasting. When the soul cry gets loud, that's that moment where I don't want to just kind of run with the crowd. I don't want to come into church just because I'm fascinated by everything that's happening. I want to be forever changed. It's no more time, brothers and sisters, to simply be fascinated by the power of God. That's not why he came down, so that we could be an ooh and ah and oh. And so I feel so emotional right now. And we head outside of this church and ain't nothing changed. You see, that's... I want to be like this blind beggar who responds to the question that Jesus asked and says, I want to recover my sight. I want to see. I want to know where I'm going. And Jesus says, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. Man, well, that, you know, that word faith, right? I mean, even today, like sometimes I always got to go back and understand, but what does that word really mean, right? It's really made up of like three things. If I can make this real simple, it's to know, right? To know who Jesus is as the only one that can give us the mercy and the grace and transform our lives. And that is what he did. He said, who's coming? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he called on the Son of David. He knew who was showing up outside the city. Faith is to know. Watch. It's to believe. It's to believe that this is the man. This is God who can change my life. Who can set me free. Who can open up my eyes. And I don't have to be stuck in the same place. And thirdly, it's to be able to trust. To trust Jesus. To trust Jesus and his finished work. His death on the cross. I trust my Savior Jesus. I trust him to be the one who has shown up. All God and all man. And he took my sins on himself. He took my mess on the cross. He died as a substitute for me. I don't have to die. I don't have to live life blind on the side of the road. I don't have to beg anymore. I trust that if I ask him for mercy, he's going to give it to me. I trust that if he's asking me, what do you want me to do for you? That I can trust him to give him the very answer of my soul that cries out for a hope. And he responds, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. You do truly know, and you believe, and you trust me. And immediately his sight was open. But here's what's so awesome. What's so awesome. Not only is his sight restored, but then he follows Jesus. It's the greatest response to any miracle that we can receive. That we would look unto Jesus Christ and say, all glory belongs to you. The scripture says that his sight was restored. He follows Jesus. He gives glory to God. And then everybody else that's around, because of this blind beggar that's now walking in his miracle, are now praising Jesus. Glory to God. That's a life transformed. That's a life forever changed by the power of Jesus Christ. He came in all of his power and in all of his glory so that you and I could be forever transformed, forever changed. Man, and that excites me. It excites me to know that you tonight were still being asked that question from Jesus. Here in the house of the Lord, the question is, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Tonight, there might be some people that maybe you felt like this blind beggar. Maybe you've been rejected, told your life will never amount to anything. Maybe you've just been stuck in this position. But I want you to know, Jesus is here. And I believe that you felt him and you've sensed the presence of Jesus Christ through this evening. He's here to save. He's here to change your life. Could the music ministry come? All glory to my Savior. I'm so excited. Listen, this is what I'm just excited about. I'm excited to know that there are people this evening. God's going to open up your eyes. And you're going to see that your hope is in Jesus Christ. You're going to come to a place where that little bit of faith that you have is going to stir you up. And there's going to be a soul cry that comes out of you. Where finally you're just going to say, man, I'm not going to worry anything. That's it. I've got a lot of people in my life that have told me I can't do it. But you're going to experience a miracle. You're going to experience a miracle because Jesus is asking you right now. He's going right down to the depth of your soul and he's looking at you and he's saying, what do you want me to do for you? Could we just stand up? I want to make an altar call. I just really want to just, man, I want you to know something that this evening, if that's a question that maybe you've been hesitant to really answer from the depth of your soul, I want you to come forward tonight and I want you to respond to this beautiful question that Jesus asks. And when he asks it, listen, you're able to come boldly to Jesus tonight. Even as I'm talking, you just come forward right now. But listen to me. This, when he asked that question, he asked it out of unconditional love for that blind beggar. A love that says, man, I love you so much. I love you. And it's by my grace, my power, that I have the opportunity right now to answer your need. What do you want me to do for you? You come forward right now and receive Jesus Christ. Don't hesitate. Don't worry about the crowd. Sometimes we got to be a little bit like this blind beggar and just get up here and just say, Jesus, have mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Would you pray this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Son who died on the cross for my sins. I confess to you, I'm in need of a Savior. I ask for your forgiveness. I receive your grace. Have mercy on me. Open my eyes to see the beauty of your love for me. I believe you died and rose again on the third day. And through your power, I'm able to be alive tonight. A new creature saved by the blood that was shed on Calvary. Tonight I walk with you. My eyes are open. I will follow you and give you glory. And my life will be a testimony of your power and your love that you have shown to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.